From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today in Egypt, some conciliatory language from the government, but continued clashes. In Tahrir Square, anti-government protesters faced off for a second day against supporters of President Mubarak. The protesters say gangs of Mubarak supporters have been organized by the government.
President Mubarak denied that today in an interview with ABC News, but he said he was troubled by the violence. He also said he would like to leave office now, but he fears the country would sink into chaos.
Well, joining us to talk about the latest developments now is NPR's Eric Westervelt. He is in Cairo at a hotel overlooking Tahrir Square. And Eric, what's the situation in the square now? What's the latest?
Well, Robert, it's calmer right now than earlier in the day, even though the crowd is larger than last night. There have been some sporadic clashes throughout the day. But protesters we've talked to are concerned about the rising violence of the last 24 hours. There's a good bit of fear out there among the protesters that things could get ugly again tonight. So they're remaining defiant, but there's no denying there's fear out there as well. Since the army yesterday, Robert, did very little to stop the violence.
Now, today... Egypt's new vice president, Omar Suleiman, gave an interview to state television in which he reached out to the banned Muslim Brotherhood. He said that the Islamist political group was welcome to join a political dialogue about Egypt's future. From what you've been able to learn, what's the reaction to that?
Well, it seems that talks are really at a complete standstill, Robert. I mean, leaders of the Brotherhood have been very clear in saying they don't want to enter any talks with the government until after President Mubarak resigns. Today they reiterated that, and they called for creation of a national unity government, and they did it in a forceful way. Another opposition figure, Mohamed El-Berde, the Nobel laureate, he also repeated that message. So it appears right now talks are really at a standstill.
Yeah, from what you describe, and also from the words of Vice President Suleiman, rejecting calls by the White House and by some European leaders to accelerate a political change in Egypt, it looks like the Mubarak regime is digging in, from what we hear.
That's right. I mean, Omar Suleiman tonight, in a pretty choreographed interview with state television, came on and said, look, protesters, you've made your point. We've instigated political change. The president has said he won't seek re-election. Now it's time to end this. But protesters are defiant and saying we're not going anywhere. And Suleiman also rejected any, quote, interference in our internal affairs. And he also went on to accuse unidentified foreign elements of being behind the protests. He did say neither he or Mubarak's son, Gamal, would be candidates for president in the fall elections. But other than that, Robert, there are no real signs the government right now is ready to make any serious concessions to try to end and de-escalate this crisis.
And Eric, today we've heard of coordinated, at times vicious attacks on members of the news media and on foreigners, including our own correspondent, Lourdes Garcia Navarro. And we've heard of Egyptian security forces detaining and arresting journalists. What can you tell us about those incidents?
Well, exactly. In the last 24 hours, it's become really hard to report in some parts of Cairo. Lourdes was surrounded today by an angry mob calling her and a colleague infiltrators and spies. A fellow reporter there was beaten up. A soldier had to intervene. Also today, a Greek reporter was stabbed. And really, Robert, more than a dozen news organizations, Arab and Western, have all reported incidents today, some of them very serious. The White House denounced this harassment as unacceptable, and journalist groups issued strongly worded statements, but it's not clear those will make any difference. It appears the Mubarak regime is targeting journalists.
Well, we appreciate your reporting, and take care. That's NPR's Eric Westervelt in Cairo. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Robert.